Let's go to the movies. I wanted to review the second film in the Atlas Shrugged trilogy. We have two made, the third to come. The Atlas Shrugged is a book by Ayn Rand, very famous. It's for those of you who haven't read it, I think it's worth a read. It can be very didactic and it's very long, but it describes what happens to a society and an economy that is controlled through thickets and thickets of unworkable regulations. And it's a perfect description. It's a metaphor for what's happening, and certainly what's happening with something like Obamacare. You see Atlas Shrugged used to justify all sorts of bad behavior. So there's a lot of misunderstanding around Atlas Shrugged, both pro and con. And so you have to be a little bit careful. We've had for many decades now, we've had a group of people saying we should be free to do whatever we want and be very entrepreneurial and blah, 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 when in fact all they're doing is using government money and the ability to kill with impunity to steal and engage in organized crime and justify it all in the, you know, and call it free markets. It's not free markets whatsoever. It's not absence of regulation. It's just organized crime. So there's a lot of misunderstanding about all of this, but in the reality is we are a society that has created massive amounts of complexity. We're creating even more massive amounts of complexity. I put up an old video on the blog from last year of Rand Paul describing the fact that, you know, 2,000 page long legislation is presented to congressmen and they're expected to vote, you know, within a few hours with having no chance to read it. Of course, that's how Obamacare got passed. So we're talking about drowning a society in unworkable regulations. Of course, this leaves the people who are free to kill with impunity and act above the law pretty much free to do whatever they want, while the rest of us are drowning in thick cobwebs of regulation. And so Atlas Shrugged has a point to make, and I think it's a point that's very, very valid. And it's the one thing to remember whenever somebody says, you know, this is wrong, we need it to be fixed. We need it to be fixed without asking government to do it, because in fact, when we ask government to do millions and millions of things that require laws and regulation, what happens is not what we had hoped for, but something very, very different, and something which in essence shuts down the economy for the honest people, running up their expenses and destroying their revenues. So when you think in terms of what a solution is and what needs to be done, we need to think in terms of what we can do for ourselves and not ask government to do it. Okay, so Atlas Shrugged, it's a little bit didactic, so I would not say it's great entertainment. I talked last week about Wallander from the BBC, the series of 9 shows about the Swedish detective. That is great cinema and great cinematography and great entertainment and great theater and great art. Atlas Shrugged is not that, but it certainly tells a story that is a useful metaphor, you know, so I think it's worthwhile without being a gem.